Good afternoon, everyone. The title of my presentation today is Gland, a new source of FHV resistance in US for red spring wheat. Actually, this Ahmed was supposed to present this. This is his PhD work, actually, and he could not make it today, so I got this responsibility yesterday. Anyhow, so let's do it. So, Gland actually is a hard red spring wheat cultivar. A few years ago, it was released by Dr. Mohammad Mergum of North Dakota State University. This cultivar has high yield, good quality, and the good thing is FHB resistance, high level of FHB resistance. So, the reason we wanted to do this study was mainly, everybody knows, I guess, FHB1, FHBB, FHB1. On 3BS, when we used the markers for FHB1 on this gland, we could not find the marker which was associated with the resistance. So we were interested what's going on in here. Is FHB1 providing resistance for this cultivar, or there are other genes which contribute to resistance towards this cultivar? So I guess I don't need to give any introduction. FHB, it's a major disease in wheat, causing millions of dollars in losses. And the problem with this FHB is that we don't have many source of resistance. Like, there are some Chinese, Sumai-3 is one of the main source which is used in most of the cultivars. So we were interested in looking at this, if this is another new source which we can use in other breeding programs. So the objective of this study was to dissect the genetics of FHB resistance in gland and to find if FHB1 plays any role in the resistance of this cultivar. A population was doubled using gland, and then another line from Minnesota. 112 RILs we used for this study. Field experiment, we have 3 years. And the population was evaluated in 2 states, North Dakota and Minnesota. 1 location in Minnesota and 3 locations in North Dakota. And the evaluation was done after 21 days after disease inoculation. We also evaluated the population in greenhouse for 2 years. And we used like 5 to 10 spikes were artificially inoculated, and the data was recorded on them. So we used 4 variables to see the FHB resistance in this cultivar. FHB incidence, we call it Taiwan resistance, which is the percentage of infected spikes per total number of spikes in a plot. Then FHB severity, type 2 resistance, we call it, which was the percentage of infected spikelets per spike averaged across randomly chosen 10 spikes. So FHB2 was studied in 7 environments, FHB1 was studied in 5 environments, which is a combination of years and locations. And then we studied the Dawn, FHB type 3, and then Fusarium damaged kernels. We also calculated the FHB disease index, which was by multiplying incidence into severity. And then people say that heading rate and plant height has an effect on FHB2. So we studied heading rate in 7 environments, but plant height in 1 environment as well. This table shows a little bit statistics about this population. The conclusion was that there was transgressive segregation in this population as well, and gland was performed as much as like Sumai-3 actually, in terms of FHB resistance. Come on. So we made a double for map using dot marker, although we have genotyped the same population with the Infinium 9K chip 2 actually, but we could not analyze data, I guess. So we used the dot markers map in this study and did the QT analysis. For type 1 or incidence, we found one major QTL which was located on chromosome 1AS. One consistent, actually, like it was detected in 3 of the 5 environments studied. When we say consistent means we consider like how it is detected in more than half of the environments. So we found only one QTL consistent, but the major QTL means having more than 15% variation for FHV. So there were 9 QTLs involved on located on different chromosomes. And for severity, we have 5 consistent QTLs which were identified in 3, 4 locations, located on 1B, 5B, 6B, 7A and 7D, and 6 QTLs has major effect. And as you can see, these QTLs were involved with the other traits as well, as you can see, for incidence, for NDX, heading date, dawn, and all that. For NDX, we had 3 major consistent QTL located on 5B and 7A. And for dawn, we found 2 major QTLs. There was no consistent QTL actually involved, but the good thing was several of these QTLs were involved with other traits like incident severity and NDX as well. So it confirms kind of that it could be involved for dawn too. Same thing. So this table shows actually the QTL identified by agronomic traits, heading date and plant height, which were associated with FHV resistance. Few of the QTLs were independent of height, a lot of them, but few of the QTLs were associated with the height as well. As you can see, this QTL on 5B was identified for heading date as well as for incidence and severity and dawn. Similarly with QTL for 7D. This table shows the QTL which were identified in multiple environments. There's 5 QTLs were major and consistent. So now this table shows QTLs identified in multiple environments and multiple FHV variables. So it's a kind of summary of whole of the study actually. The QTL which were involved in multiple traits as well as multiple environments and which can be considered for future work like breeding and future find mapping work. So the main question we had which when we started was that is FHV1 contributing for resistance. So our study shows that we did not find any major QTL on 3B. There was one minor QTL located in the same region almost where FHV1 is located, but it was just detected in one of the environments which we studied. So, and it was just a minor QTL. So we can say that this clan has resistance which is not provided by FHV1 or from SMI3. So there are other genes which are involved in providing resistance to GLAN. So in summary, we identified 8 major and consistent QTL for FHV, which were located on A, B, and D genome, all the 3 genomes of the wheat. A couple of QTLs were new, which were not identified. Most of these QTLs, which were major, identified just like on 5B, they have been reported earlier. And in conclusion, we can say that GLAN, it has high yield, high quality, and FHV resistance, and it can be used in breeding program. And it's an adapted cultivar. It's a cultivar, so it can be used in breeding programs for wheat. So with that, I conclude my presentation, and I will be happy to answer any questions you have.
Questions. Okay, very good. Thank you.
Thank you.